think we're up to our pièce de résistance. I think we're up to the final and the thing that we're all waiting for, and that is the report of the scholarship committee. And so I know you are planning on this, right, Kate?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
All right. So this. So I give you now. Kate Mendez.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Oh my gosh. For those of you who heard the big thump just now, I literally clipped Mindy in the head with my elbow. I'm so sorry. Okay. At this time, I would like to request that the members of the scholarship class of 2015 come and make your way up on stage. I'm actually right smack in the middle, so it doesn't really matter which side you come up on, as long as you converge somewhere around where I'm standing.
Right here, just before her. Don't knock her over.
Okay. So this is the part of the evening that, even before I was privileged to begin chairing this committee, I'm sorry, I have to move the makeshift gavel because it's really distracting. Okay, I always looked forward to with the most anticipation. This is one of the best parts of the convention, I think, from many people's perspective, for not only getting to award these scholarships, but also getting to know the people who've come here to claim them, people who have come to share themselves and their successes with us, who've come to learn from and with us, and who hopefully will continue to work with us in taking the Federation philosophy out into the world and join us in building our Federation philosophy here at home. So we're going to celebrate them now. And this particular group, I've really enjoyed spending a lot of time with you. We had some extra student events this year where everyone got to mix and mingle, and I know you got to meet a lot of people. I hope it's been as enjoyable for you as it has been for me getting to know you. Without further ado, let me tell you the amounts of the scholarship, because money seems to be the theme of the evening. Yeah, exactly. So this year we have two scholarships in the amount of $1,100 each, and one scholarship in the amount of $1,300. Now, if you notice that those numbers are a little different than we usually have, just think of it as an homage to the calendar date. Do something a little different for, you know, a different sort of a day. So, without further ado, our first scholarship in the amount of $1,100 goes to Ashley Burke.
Where are you, Ashley? I know you're here somewhere.
Okay. I'm sorry?
Aren't you going
to
ask Ashley
to
say something?
Oh. No, I asked Ashley to say something, but she it's optional. It's not required. Our second scholarship in the amount also of $1,100 goes to Timothy Connors.
I thought you were going to say something.
For those of you who may be unaware of the Three Stooges comedy going on up here, there's no wall behind the podium, and we just discovered that the hard way. It's very exciting up here right now tonight. Our last scholarship tonight, in the amount of $1,300, is given in honor of someone who is tremendously special to this affiliate. This scholarship is named for Wilbur Webb, who, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Who was a longtime member of our Federation. He was a founding member of this state affiliate. we have a scholarship winner up here tonight who attends a state university. Her ability to do so is thanks largely in part to Wilbur and the people who served with him to help break down the barriers to a secondary education for blind people in New York. And over his time with the Federation, he contributed so much to us. I grew up in Syracuse, for those of you who may not know, and Wilbur was, up until his passing, an active and dynamic member of the Syracuse chapter. He was just a tremendously active and dynamic member of the community. I can remember as a little kid going and playing beat ball and Wilbur being on the team and coaching me through, you know, how I should hold a bat and how I should catch a ball, and I never was any good at any of it, but he didn't seem to mind. I was unable, unfortunately, to attend the funeral and the memorial celebrations this summer, but I heard from those who did attend, my parents and Mike Robinson included, that the place was just busting at the seams with people who came to pay their respects, because he knew absolutely everyone, and everyone who knew him loved him. So, in honor of Wilbur, this scholarship, this scholarship will be given to someone who embodied some of the qualities that we knew that he valued and respected, one of which was leadership. And we know that leaders are not always the loudest people in the room. Now, Wilbur generally was the loudest person in the room, but leaders don't have to be. We also know that Wilbur valued a sense of activism, someone who can see something that may not be right and try to put it right, someone who could see something that was unjust and try to make a situation more just, someone who could stand up for themselves and stand up for others, be an advocate, and do so in a genuine, selfless, and classy way that carried our Federation philosophy forward. So with respect to what he stood for and who he was, it's my privilege to award this scholarship to Heather Kornowski.
Well, first I'd like to say thank you. This is my first convention, so this is a surprise for me. I really don't know what to say, but I didn't know what to expect when I came, and at first I really didn't like it, but as I got more involved and as I talked to more and more people, I realized how meaningful what you guys do really is and how much of an impact you can have on my life. So I'm really glad I came, and I thank you so much for everything that you have taught me. I really am taking a lot away from this conference, and I'd like to say thank you.
Heather, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. See you soon. Come back.
Yeah.
Linda, if you hear from Wilbur, tell him I missed getting heckled.
Yeah, okay, I will.
Linda would like to make a couple of comments.
Oh, please.
Yeah, okay. I was overwhelmed and very appreciative to hear from Mike Robinson, who delivered the message from Carl and Mindy at Wilbur's memorial service, that the New York affiliate deems it appropriate to award a scholarship in his memory at this year's convention. Shortly after high school, Wilbur attended the College of Swedish Massage in Chicago, Illinois, and has a framed diploma from there. He did some independent massage, but mostly practiced in the local YMCA, where he met and conversed with local professional men while administering massage. Wilbur was a lifelong learner and kept informed concerning many topics. I find it very fitting that he is acknowledged and honored with a scholarship given in his name, not only because of his desire to acquire knowledge, but also to his longtime commitment to the National Federation of the Blind. I extend to you and everyone in the New York affiliate my deepest gratitude for an appreciation of this recognition of Wilbur. Thank you.
God bless you too, Linda.